Good day, I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with GIS Media News for Friday, June 8. Coming up, Child Protection and Family Services Agency to open Transitional Living Centre, government committed to improving country's ease of doing business ranking, and GSAT results not impacted by ZOSOs and states of public emergency. The news in detail after the break.
In 2019, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will be introducing PEP to replace GSAT. This means that my classmates and I will be assessed in grades 4, 5 and 6 instead of just grade 6. PEP will accurately assess our knowledge, skills and ability across several subject areas. I'm ready for PEP. Are you?
PEP, bringing abilities to light. A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is reiterating the government's commitment to instituting better processes to make it easier to do business in Jamaica. This is part of efforts to increase the country's international ease of doing business ranking. He says for the country to become more efficient, it must have transparent systems as well as exceed international compliance standards.
We must ensure that we comply with the highest standards. Whether it is the banking standards, whether it is the standards for export of agricultural goods, whether it is standards for production, whether it's standards for our security, Jamaica must meet the highest standards.
Prime Minister Holness was addressing the Jamaican diaspora at a town hall meeting Thursday at the Praise Cathedral Worship Center in Canada. He says efforts have begun to ensure faster business transactions in the country, adding that the government has already revamped operations at the company's office of Jamaica to allow businesses to become registered within 1 week. An independent living complex for female wards who have transitioned out of state care is slated to be completed before the start of the next academic year. State Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says work is progressing steadily on the facility, and when complete, it will be the country's first large-scale transitional residence for wards of the state.
The project was about $135 million, and that came through a partnership with USAID. And just to note, this is part of a larger project. So this is our first transitional living facility, but we've already started work on our second, which will house about 12 girls. And then we're going to be working on a boys' facility, and that will be constructed in rural Jamaica.
The minister was speaking on Thursday after a tour of the facility located on Lady Musgrave Road in New Kingston. The home is being built in partnership with the University of the West Indies. Meanwhile, Chief Executive Officer of the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, Rosalie Gage Gray, says the new transitional living complex will serve as a benchmark for improving the independent living outcomes for children leaving state care.
At 18, when the children have to transition, we wanted to make sure that they were transitioning successfully. And so we had some aspect of a transitional program. But what this program is doing is to give us a blueprint as to how we would have transitional activities across the sector for the children that we serve.
When complete, the new facility will be able to house approximately 40 young women aged 18 to 21. The $135 million complex features 7 four-bedroom suites with single and double-room accommodation, as well as shared living, dining, kitchen, and laundry spaces. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says there was no fallout in the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT performances of students who live or attended school in communities impacted by the states of public emergency and the zones of special operations. Senator Reid says the presence of the security forces in the communities enabled schools to focus on teaching and learning rather than having the opposite effect.
What has happened is that we've had a more controlled environment, reduction of crime and so on, and the improvement in leadership within our schools, and that our teachers track the performances and the progress of our students, and they give extra attention and more time and, you know, to get the students ready.
The minister commended teachers, parents, and students for their resilience in maintaining high student performance. States of public emergency are in operation in the St. Catherine North Police Division and St. James, while zones of special operations are in effect in Mount Salem, St. James, and Denham Town in West Kingston. That was JRS News. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.